Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Rise and shining. Wakey waking.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
And you.
And you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Rick, again.
You had the word.
I'm speaking. I'm speaking. Would you please wait?
Working.
Are you just going to keep talking?
I know you are, but what am I?
I know you are, but what am I? Infinity.
Robert Scott Bell.
An American citizen then could be declared an enemy combatant and sent to Guantanamo Bay and detained indefinitely.
I'm placing you under arrest for the future murder of Sarah Marks and Donald Dubinos.
I didn't do anything.
Robert Scott
Robert
Bell.
Scott Bell.
Scott Bell.
You have two labs that have taken an H5N1 bird flu virus and tweaked it such that it's transmissible.
They're doing this so they can come up with a vaccine?
Well, that's exactly what they're looking to do.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, Super Don, did you hear the latest news? Googling is dangerous to your health.
Well, you're not supposed to Google in public. That's what I've heard.
No Googling in public, no feeding your children. Well, the way God intended you to feed your children, but it's the same thing. No, Googling's different. The fact is, they're annoyed at you because you're looking up information. You're learning about things doctors don't want you to know about on the internet through various search engines. And so there's a big story here.
How dare you?
Yeah,
how
I know.
How dare
USA
you
Today.
Look somewhere else other than the mainstream media for your information?
Yeah, we're unapproved, you know, and proud of it, by the way. Not approved by any government agency, and darn proud of it. Well, fantasy becomes reality for those who choose health websites over waiting rooms. This is what they say. This is like the fantasy. Whose fantasy is this? But basically, they're trying to say it's dangerous what you're learning about. This Dr. Frederick Kogan of New Jersey, he's a New Jersey allergist. He says people need to visit the right sites. If they're accurate and honorable, they're valuable. Hey, Don, are we accurate and honorable here?
I don't know. Would robertscottbell.com be on that list, do you think?
I don't know. What about natural news? Are we accurate and honorable, mm-hmm. Mike Adams?
You know, I'm going to venture to say that we probably didn't make the cut on that list.
I'm going to say that we are, but Dr. Frederick Kogan's probably going to disagree because he's a New Jersey allergist, and we know about those Joyzy allergists. They love their medications. They love their shots. I had over 10 years of allergy shots, Dr. Kogan. I don't need one more. I don't think anybody else does either, but that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it based on the fact that I was stuck so many times by your needles. No, not Dr. Cosgrove, Dr. Wasserman, but that was the allergist I went to all those years ago. We'll remember it all too well. I drink water today. It comes pouring out my arms with all those needle shots, holes and stuff. But here we got the Googling thing. Listen to this, Cosgrove, what he writes about this. Today, he said he heard a patient who took, if he took bee pollen from the health care store, he wouldn't need allergy treatment. I never heard of health care
store. Health care store?
I thought they were health food stores. No?
Health care. I don't know.
Well, here's
that's a new one for me.
Here's another great example of how out of touch this Cosgrove guy is. For instance, patients commonly mention such cures as chiropractic therapy or drop treatments, not approved by the FDA. Now, we were looking all over for this
therapy.
Drop treatment. Remember, we were looking all over. We were Googling, dangerously Googling drop treatments. Could not find any mention of drop treatments. Clearly.
I've never heard of drop treatments before.
Clearly, he carries these patients around and just simply drops them when he's tired of them. That's the drop treatment he must be referring
to. I think we take this guy and give him a drop treatment.
Maybe. I don't know. Or on a drop table on a chiropractic side. But chiropractic therapy is as legitimate as therapy gets. And he's like, it's not approved by the FDA. Who cares if it is approved by the FDA? I'm going to ask 10 additional questions, Cosgrove. So this is the kind of stuff that still happens in the old media. That's why you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, unapproved as it is. Because you're going to get the information that these guys, why am I calling this guy Cosgrove? His name is Kogan. Must be, sound like a cartoon character.
Just making up names.
I'm just making up names at this point because we can't be accurate and you know, FDA approved. So we can just call him whatever we want. Hey, another thing. You brought this to my attention. This is cool. This is off of Web Moment of Duh. Radio frequency for younger looking hands.
I couldn't believe it when I saw this because how long have we been talking about radio frequencies? And we've talked about the technology the Royal Raymond Rife came up with.
Yes.
And we've had people on the show to talk about it and everybody, mm-hmm. Oh, you guys are just a bunch of witch doctor, wacko yeah. people. You don't
I
know.
Love this
yeah,
one.
Whatever. And here, they did it. It was a small study.
This is great.
But I mean, this is WebMD. This is supposed to be the number one health website that
medical.
People go to
yes.
on the internet, the most popular one in the world, and here they're talking about how they used radio frequencies in this study and found that it improved the appearance of women's hands after three treatments.
You know what? That Cosgrove guy, whatever his name is, he's going to start saying, you don't go to WebMD. They're actually doing crazy stuff.
It's not FDA approved. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah,
I suppose you would almost say WebMD almost is FDA approved, wouldn't you?
They're totally establishment, but they said they're using radio frequency, Don, just like you said, Rife frequency. I got a Rife machine. Shh, don't tell anybody. Huh, we're using it, too.
You must be a terrorist.
Oh, yeah. Well, I yawn. I don't, not on the show, usually. I yawn.
Yeah, that was crazy yesterday, wasn't it?
I know.
Yawning and goosebumps.
Goosebumps. Sometimes I get goosebumps. That's true. So this is the crazy world we live in, Super Don. But, you know, the only person that can make sense of it all, John Rappaport. And he's going to join us next, fresh off of his appearance as a host of the Alex Jones Show yesterday. This is going to be totally cool. So
that is awesome. Not everybody gets to host the Alex Jones Show.
I know. So we're going to find out about that. We're going to talk about psychiatric drugs for sure and more. Josh and Anna Scurry from the Alive Foundation, we're talking about the summer event in New York City. Liam Sheff, we hope, will drop by as well on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. Sign up for email alerts there or give us a call anytime, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Health talk that doesn't suck.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We here at Alive believe in health freedom and God's gift of choice. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual celebrity health and eco benefit in New York City.
Why should you support? This benefit will be centered behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world to give the people a voice that has not had a chance to be heard.
Did you know the number one killer in America is suicide by lifestyle from lack of education and know-how? We can change this. Stand with us in this mission of hope and healing to reach at least 1 million people worldwide. Attend the event live or watch it from the comfort of your own home.
Please visit AliveNewYork.org for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. We the people hold the key to our destiny. Are you willing to unlock the door?
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Back at it now, and he's alive and kicking, and he was rocking it yesterday, hosting the Alex Jones Show. In the third hour, he was on with the Health Ranger, Mike Adams, my dear friend, and co-creator of the Vaccine Seminar, 10-plus hours of amazing information you won't get anywhere else on vaccines. His name, John Rappaport. He's back. John, welcome back.
Hey, Robert. Great to be with you, always.
Yeah, you're too big for your britches now. Look at you hosting
Alex
Jones.
That's right, yeah.
I love
very,
it.
Very, very big.
How did it feel sitting in the Alex Jones chair? Everything went well?
Well, I thought it did. It was 3 hours, so it was kind of a marathon for me. But we had a couple of guests on. Mike Adams was on. Dr. Peter Bragan covered several key medical stories and some political stories. Yeah, I think it went okay.
Yeah, I was able to catch the last part of your interview after my show you did with Mike. I thought it was terrific, the things you were covering on, the executive order, Obama's executive order. But I'm most curious, and we can certainly touch on that, but I'm most curious about your discussion with Bragan, because we've talked a lot about the military and psychiatry, how it seems that the psychiatric profession is basically run roughshod. Or if they've been welcomed with open arms because of the distinction or lack thereof between the military industrial complex and the pharmaceutical industrial complex now.
Well, Bragan basically said that I'm boggled when I even say this, but the use of the psychiatric medicine since the Iraq war has just escalated out of control completely. I mean, it's unbelievable. And he went so far as to say that now when a recruit goes to, in order to go to war, the recruit is vetted. They say to him, if you want to go to war, you have to agree to take these psychiatric drugs, which just boggled my mind, because it used to be back, 15 years ago, that 20 years ago, that if you were even taking Ritalin, they wouldn't let you in the Army. And now it's gone completely around. So the pharmaceutical complex has gotten completely into the medical. And Bragan also talked about, how dangerous these drugs are, the antidepressants, of course, and the antipsychotics, which the soldiers get packs of these. So they're out there in the battlefield. They're out there with the medications. And they can self-medicate. They can take as many pills as they want to. And they do, because they figure, well, I'm feeling nervous, or I'm upset, or I was diagnosed with depression or PTSD or whatever. I guess I better pop a few of these. I mean, the drugs are toxic and brain scrambling enough. But on top of that, they're self-medicating. And he said they're trading drugs among themselves. They're trading pills. So this is just completely out of control. And of course, as we know, the SSRI antidepressants like Paxil, Zoloft, Prozac do in fact induce suicide and homicide under ordinary conditions of life. But now we're talking about battlefield conditions. So, I mean, this is a scandal of the utmost proportions.
Well, and the daily suicide rate of our soldiers is frightening. I mean, it's almost too surreal to be real, the amount of suicide that is happening there. And if you talk about them not only self-medicating, but even trading drugs, I mean, this is the stuff that domestically, if you will, the so-called police state is going after, doctors that are prescribing drugs willy-nilly or people that are stealing these drugs and selling them on the black market. Our soldiers are being encouraged to do this in the military.
Exactly. It just boggles the mind. It's the reverse of what you would expect. It's a free-for-all. They can just do anything they want to, basically. And the military, at least a few people are starting to, quote, recognize the problem, but they have no idea. So we talked about Robert Bale, the sergeant who's accused of killing 16 Afghan civilians, who's apparently going to be put on trial in the United States. And Dr. Bragan said, look, you've got to stack up all these things. First of all, fourth deployment, tremendous pressure and stress there. Then you've got the fact that from all reports, he did have a brain injury or a head injury from an accident. More, overstimulation and pressure and problems with his brain. And then on top of that, you've got the fact that the soldiers over there, they're working in the villages by day in order to help these villagers construct and reconstruct their villages. But the soldiers are aware that among these villagers, there are Taliban who will at night come and attack them. adds more incredible intense pressure. I mean, how can you run a war this way? And then on top of that, you add these very dangerous, very powerful effects of psychiatric drugs. And he said he has no doubt that Bale was on at least one psychiatric medication that could have pushed him over the edge into this, if he did in fact kill all these people, into that.
So far, it seems that the military has got a tight lid on whether this guy was on meds or not. But based on what we're hearing from Bregan and others observing this, we would be surprised if he wasn't. In fact, we're surprised when any soldier out there in the field is not on a med, based on the fact that they're just being sent out with all of these pills. I mean, who wouldn't be on multiple amounts of them, again, based on the stress you've discussed?
He went so far, Dr. Bregan, as to say, any time in America that you see a strange, bizarre incident, as he calls it, a manic incident, you should have, you know, bizarre behavior in public really out there. You should have a strong suspicion that there is a psychiatric drug involved because of just how many prescriptions are being written for these drugs all over the country.
Yeah, it's become that, let's say, ubiquitous. I think back to the Marvel Comics days, you know, a lot of those great Marvel Comics stories like Spider-Man. And I remember one of his arch nemeses, I think, was the Goblin. And it was all about the military, let's say, looking for a super drug that would make a super soldier. And I think it really mirrored real life. They've been after this idea. And, of course, they used methamphetamines that way. Now you're talking about these psychiatric drugs, SSRIs, and they're basically saying you're in the military. You have to acquiesce basically to us medically and just take whatever we tell you to take. Quite the opposite, as you also mentioned, that it used to be, you know, we want to know, were you on any medications, Ritalin, whatever, as a kid? We might not want you in the military. It's quite the opposite now.
Yeah, completely. And I think you're absolutely right. This recent episode, shall we call it, which is more than one episode, of gigantic drug prescribing, psychiatric drugs in the military, is really in the tradition of them attempting to find a drug that will create a super soldier. I mean, it is still. And they will give the new drugs. When the new drugs come down the pipeline, they'll give those to the soldiers because that's exactly what they are looking for. Hopefully, by their standards, they would find some kind of a drug that would knock out all feeling, all sensation of pain, all fatigue, and just produce robots. I mean, you know, that's what they ultimately would be looking for.
Now we get into Isaac Asimov. I mean, look at all the great sci-fi writers and even comic book artists.
Yeah.
They were mirroring these desires, these real desires of those who want to so-called control and rule the world, not like the benign pinky in the brain, but a little bit more serious consideration here when we've got the empire known as the United States now dying on the vine as many are looking to stop accepting Federal Reserve note dollars in exchange for their natural resources. And then we see the feigned or maybe threatened attacks on Iran and Syria and all of these other countries, Libya before that, who said, listen, we don't want the paper anymore. Send us gold and we'll sell you our oil, for instance.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going crazy. You know, Sweden, there was an article this morning, Sweden is moving into a cashless society. They are intent on making this happen soon. And they claim that the number of purchases or the percentage of actual paper money purchases even now in Sweden is way down to something like 3%. And they want to chop it all the way out. And they're giving ridiculous excuses for this. I mean, absurd. But that's where they're heading. And I'm sure that this is part of a much larger operation to put the whole world on a cashless society, which means that the government will be able to track you wherever you go and track every expenditure you make, every deposit in the bank, every withdrawal. And if you happen to have spent money on something you shouldn't have, they'll even be able to handle that and reverse it and say, you've gone too far. Don't forget, you owe us this amount of money, so we're just going to subtract that from your account now because we can see that you're, you know, a little out of control here. That's what we're heading toward here. This is the solution behind the economic depression that we're in now.
Yeah, you're
this
right.
This is what these guys are driving toward.
John, they go into these things, and that's why I think people don't understand, like you've been writing about for so many years, that there's no crisis that goes to waste. Whether it's engineered or it's accidental, they're always looking for an angle. Well, how do we use this to our benefit? How do we win even though we've lost? And in this way, with an economic worldwide depression that's inevitable through hyperinflation, the argument, we could see it. It's written on the wall. It's right there written in history. We'll come in and save you with a new currency. That this one's different than all the rest. This is the one that will save us because obviously the real money failed, which wasn't real money. And that's what they said about the real money. That was real money to basically get us away from that. And then, of course, they moved to the so-called cashless society where everybody is harmonious. You don't have to worry about hoarding anything. And, of course, anybody that's dealt with the banking system anytime in the last 20, 30 years when it got more electronic, who's ever had their money wiped out, quote-unquote, accidentally, and tried to get it back, will know now that that access is permanent. If, as you said, well, we don't like what you purchased, or even worse, we don't like what you said. We saw you on that show speaking out against our policies. We're just going to have to penalize you. Remember that bank account that had X number of digits in it? They're gone.
Yeah, because you're now dangerous. Mm-hmm. You know, you could wreak havoc, and therefore we have to protect everybody because that's our mandate. You know, that's the imperative, and therefore we're going to subtract your bank account. It doesn't exist anymore. I mean, this really is science fiction now that we're living through, because I've been reading some science fiction novels recently where that's the kind of thing exactly that goes on. Well, we're there. We're right on the cusp of that, where that is absolutely happening. And suppose, since we're talking health and medicine here,
yes.
Suppose that somebody goes along and sees a few natural health practitioners, and they can see the money that was spent, and they can start issuing advisories to people. We noticed that in the last 3 months, you've seen three natural practitioners. We strongly advise against this. And in fact, you know, if we continue to see this kind of financial behavior on your part, we may be forced to intervene, blah, blah, blah. Because this is now not a favored thing to do. And then, of course, if they make it illegal or anything illegal and they happen to catch you spending money in a, quote, illegal venue, now you could be arrested.
Yeah, I see this so clearly now. And when I saw the Sweden thing coming along and saying we are now a cashless society and being proud of it, it tells you that people there do not have a strong tradition in individual liberty, because that is certainly lost when you lose privacy. And that's another issue for discussion coming up. We're going to take a quick break. John Rappaport, my guest, NoMoreFakeNews.com, fresh off of his hosting of the Alex Jones Show yesterday. We're having a great time, as we always do. Remember, the vaccine seminars available for download through RobertScottBell.com or NoMoreFakeNews.com. Just click the banner link that you see there, and you will be changed positively and powerfully forever. And no one will be able to dupe you again, unless you decide to go back to sleep on the drugs we just discussed. But that's another story. Coming right back with more Powerful Healing with John Rappaport right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed, natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Cranking it up from psychiatric drugs to the not-so-free market, the cashless society. John was telling me on the break that he saw a study or some kind of economic revelation that, is it possible that only 7% of Americans use cash? Is that what it said, sort of, 7%?
Yeah, it said only 7% of purchases in America are now done with cash. The rest is done with credit cards or, you know, some kind of credit. I mean, I found that very hard to believe. But if it's anywhere near there, it shows the trend that we're moving in. And as you said to me on the break, Robert, this is all happening voluntarily right now. I mean, talk about sheeple. People are just going ahead and doing this. You know, there's no law that says they have to. But that's what's happening.
Well, and those of us who would resist, who would not comply, would most likely be defined as having, as I've said, if you don't have this, you're probably not a listener to the Robert Scott Bell Show, but this thing called oppositional defiance disorder. And ODD, which is what we wear proudly here, is something that Alan Francis, who's part of the DSM-4, probably came up with. I don't know, but we were also talking before we went on the air today about the defining of mental disorders. What can you tell me about this guy?
Oh, man. This is another unbelievable one. I'm just getting my notes out here on it. Okay. Alan Francis, Dr. Alan Francis, he was in charge of putting together something called the DSM-4, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders. This is the list that is put together by committee arbitrarily, and that's a whole other conversation, by psychiatrists to list all of these mental disorders, several hundred of them that they say exist, for which, by the way, there are no physical tests of any kind, no blood tests, no urine tests, no tissue tests, no anything. They just name them from a menu of behaviors and, you know, it's in the Bible. That's what it is. Well, Francis was in charge of putting this together. So one day I'm going through articles here, and I see an article in Wired magazine, December 27, 2010, being interviewed. Dr. Alan Francis is interviewed by Gary Greenberg. And Francis was called by the New York Times perhaps the most powerful psychiatrist in America at the moment. And here Francis says, and I quote, "There is no definition of a mental disorder. It's BS. I mean, you just can't define it." end quote. Now, he didn't say BS. He said what would be bleeped on the air here.
Well, we could say bull squat.
Yeah. He said, there is no definition of a mental disorder. It's bull squat. I mean, you just can't define it. And this is the guy in charge of defining it, right?
Wow.
So I'm thinking, wow, this is a story for the ages. I mean, why aren't, you know, the New York Times and Washington Post, CBS, all these people running with it? I mean, what he's done is he's just defamed all of his own work. He's exposed his entire profession. And in the process, he's basically saying that all the drugs that are coming down the pipeline to treat all of these fictional disorders are also bull squat.
Mm-hmm.
And the story dies.
Nobody covers it after that.
Nope. Nobody covers it. Absolutely nothing. I mean, it's just one boggling thing after another. Right.
Well, that's the death of the media, of course. That's the death of the First Amendment when they acquiesce based on positions of power, prestige, and money, as we know those that are paid to read the news. They say it. They read it. I mean, they're capable of reading at a sixth grade level, and they look pretty, and they're paid exorbitant sums of Federal Reserve notes, now probably electronically. And yet those of us who never gave up on investigation and revealing, you know, this is the kind of basis for when we come back to the reason the First Amendment was written into the Bill of Rights, that it would be that which what they call the Fourth Estate would hold the government to the fire when it would abandon all sense of let's say, limitation. Now we see that limitation lost in concert with a global corporate pharmaceutical industry, and we've tied it in as well to the military industry and how you can't see where one begins and the other ends. And at the same time, they pretty much own and run the so-called government in a, let's say, de facto state, not a de jure state, just to use some legalistic kind of or law type words, that it's all an artificial construct, an artificial reality, and the people that don't want to use electronic, let's say, payments are the ones that are now the oppositional defiances. Or they want to hold something tangibly, exchange it for something, a good or a service, as it's been since time immemorial.
You bet. Now, here's an interesting twist on the Dr. Francis story. The work that he did, in fact, do in assembling this Bible of psychiatry with the lists of all sorts of so-called mental disorders and their definitions, that work expanded the possibility for giving a person a diagnosis of so-called bipolar or manic depression. In other words, more people could be diagnosed. And the drugs that are used automatically to treat bipolar, for example, valproate, here are three so-called side effects: acute life-threatening and even fatal liver toxicity, life-threatening inflammation of the pancreas, and brain damage. And then the other drug that is given for bipolar, lithium, intracranial pressure leading to blindness, peripheral circulatory collapse, stupor, and coma. So, you know, he's saying it's all bull squat, but nevertheless, mm-hmm. he and his people put together an expanded definition for bipolar, allowing more people to be diagnosed and given drugs that can kill them, basically. And this is government science, because it's backed up by government. I mean, the government is fronting and backing all of this psychiatric treatment, the definitions, the drugs, everything. It's just incredible. And as you say, it is a complete artificial construct, and people are being sucked into it all the time. But once they realize the kind of thing we're talking about here, they will take pause. They will take pause.
If we pause and look at that, as I've been thinking about things, as you've been discussing and talking about this, it also comes to mind the economic interchange, because a lot of holistically inclined doctors, maybe even their medical doctors or licensed, etc., they'll often get duped into saying, well, we want to be included in your system, right? I know I'm part of the system, but I don't like what, but yeah, I get paid this way. And so the argument is, well, if they would just cover homeopathy, because you know homeopathy can work even with psychiatric issues, or if they would just cover some herbal medicine, then it would all be good. But they're neglecting to recognize the destruction of whatever was, let's say, legitimate, you know, even noble. I'm not going to use that word properly that way, but as I say, a noble profession. But the idea that there was some good in medicine, that there were people that went into it for the right reasons and they could help you. But it was all pretty much destroyed out by this economic imperative that it wasn't about healing. It was about sickness or the business of disease being disease. And so those do-gooders on maybe more inclined to believe what we believe, John, they say, well, we got to lobby to be included in, for instance, Obamacare. And I say, no, that would be the worst disaster ever, because whatever integrity your system for healing has or is will be destroyed by that bureaucracy.
That's what I was trying to say this morning on the Alex Jones Show, and it can't be repeated too often. People just need to get this. You know, there was a story yesterday, about a kid in Michigan who had been treated for cancer, 9 years old, and, okay, the scans are all clear. But then the state of Michigan, under the Department of Child Services, Human Services, waltzes in and says, no, the doctors want to give this kid three more chemo drugs. Parents say, we don't want to do this. Furthermore, they say, these drugs have not been approved for use in children, which is correct. They haven't been. And these three particular drugs, if you read carefully the literature on them, can cause cancer. But nevertheless, the state of Michigan pursues this twice in court to force the parents to allow the child to be drugged and poisoned in this way. And the parents win twice. And now the state of Michigan is taking this up on appeal to a higher court. They just won't let go.
Yeah.
They just won't let go. And what I've said this morning earlier and what I'm saying now is this is the nightmare of national health insurance, of Obamacare, up the road. This is what you're going to be faced with as a patient and your children and your grandchildren, where somebody is going to say, okay, you're under this program now, and the doctor has diagnosed you with this, so now you must take that drug. And now you say, well, I know about that drug. I've studied up on it, and it's very toxic. I don't want to take it. You must take it, because that's what's in the list of treatments for this. And if you don't take it, you're uninsured, and we could even take you to court. That's the kind of thing that's happening up the road.
And that is, of course, the individual mandate that is so controversial. We're supposed to find out if there's going to be a Supreme Court ruling on it. But even if they rule in favor of it, or even if they rule in opposition to it, the concept still stands. There's a large swath of the American public who have acquiesced to the idea that they are owned by government. I mean, they don't like to hear it in those terms, but the reality is, if they can force you or your child into medical, let's say, experimentation, we've seen it in terms of the coercion to vaccinate, or the limited, in certain states, amount of ways you cannot vaccinate, or in this case, like the Michigan 9-year-old child, who this female doctor, of all things, and I covered this earlier in the week as well, John, was wanting to force the issue. And you know, even worse than that, they found that this kid, according to all the latest scans, had no evidence that there was even any cancer there at all. But
that's
the right ability of the government medical complex together, by claiming ownership over you and your kids, by participating, they say you have given up that ability to say no to what we say is right. So the question is, well, what if they just included some natural medicine? No, that would be the death knell to the natural medicine, because it has no profitability compared to the, let's say, the established petrochemical medical industry, which is going to perpetuate, which they saw. In fact, I think this is true, John, that Obamacare was good for them, even though they feigned like they were opposed to it, a lot of these industries. The reality is they see more Americans escaping the grasp of drugs, wanting to go a different route, the rise of natural medicine. You and I have covered this for many years. And they thought, wow, if there's a way we could force people to participate in this, and of course we know the only thing they're going to make available, because we lobby to make sure this is so, are the drugs that we manufacture. This is a way they'll never be able to escape our grasp.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right, Robert. This is what's waiting for people up the road. This is how they've positioned this. And as some of your listeners may well know, back in the 1990s, a new wing, a small wing on the National Institutes of Health, which is the largest, you know, medical complex in the world, government-run in the United States. They added a so-called complementary alternative medicine wing to that, which is exactly what you're talking about, where natural practitioners can be invited in out of the cold to participate in research. Okay, you know, we've admitted that natural health can be important, and now we want to do the real research on this, you know, not the phony research all you people have been doing for years, but the real scientific research. So we're going to invite some of you in out of the cold to participate, and we're going to make a sincere effort and so on and so forth. Well, you know, this is a perfect example of the strategy of co-opting, as they used to call it in the 60s, where they take some of these leaders from alternative fields of medicine and so on, and they bring them in, and then they just bog them down and bog them down in red tape and endless amounts of delays and studies that go nowhere, and they pay them grants. They pay them fellowships. They pay them retainers, or, you know, whatever you want to call it. They offer them money and prestige and position. And a lot of these people can't refuse. They just say, I'm in. You own me. I'm part of the deal now, and I'm going to rationalize it all to myself by pretending that finally we have a seat at the table. And this is absolute fiction.
Oh, yes. In fact, I covered it earlier in the week with Dr. Nick Gonzalez. We'll talk more about that on the other side of this break with John Rappaport to wrap up hour one here of the Robert Scott Bell Show, rocking it as we do together on the air wherever we go. John's a great guy. NoMoreFakeNews.com is his website. You'll see it there, as well as the link to the vaccine seminar. We hope that you'll download that, and we'll be right back with more powerful healing in ways you'll never hear in the old media.
The latest news flash. There's good news from Australia and One Stop Health Shop. Now you can get the papaya products your body needs to fight aging and combat damage to the central nervous system. Products that aid plasma glucose level decrease, assist in weight loss, support wound healing, and combat many diseases. Papaya leaf extract actually reduces oxidative stress and boosts your immune system. The probiotic formula is documented to be antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants and is up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. Log on now to one-stop-health-shop.com to see and read the good news about these 100% organic products. The good news is papaya leaf extract is now available from one-stop-health-shop.com.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight, organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Enterfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Enterfood.com. That's Enerfood.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
This past Monday on the Advanced Medicine Monday version of the Robert Scott Bell Show, we had Dr. Nick Gonzalez. Of course, John, you know Dr. Nick for many years. You followed his case. You brought up the NIH and the NCCAM, which has become an absolute joke because, as you said, they absolutely corrupted it. We've got you now. Of course, the big study that was going to be sensational, that was going to happen at Columbia University. They were finally going to give a fair hearing, a fair trial to Gonzalez's methodologies based on Dr. Kelly's work for pancreatic cancer, nutritional therapies, detox therapies, etc. And initially, and you go back, and I'll encourage everybody, if you missed Monday's show with Dr. Nick, you've got to listen to it. In fact, you'll be able to read about it too, because I don't know if it's really going to be 600 pages, but he says it's huge. The book, What Went Wrong, is all about exactly that, how it was sabotaged, and how I actually tipped Dr. Nick Gonzalez off to the fact that they were sabotaging his study based on what happened in Uganda with the HIVnet trials for nevirapine, this so-called drug that would prevent transmission from mother to child of HIV, which we've shown on this show doesn't even exist. Or if it does, no one's actually isolated it. So this was a stunning example of what you mentioned in the last segment, John, that they literally then corrupted it by controlling it. And he says this as well. Dr. Nick says this as well. There's no way, as long as you have government and medicine combined, that you'll ever know what study is real anymore. In fact, the bulk of them probably are not.
Wow. Well, I got quotes here. They're all lying all around from my notes earlier today. Mm-hmm. Of insiders like Marcia Angell, who was the editor of the New England Journal of Medicine, and she's just basically saying that she cannot any longer trust any published studies on drugs, I mean, because that's what it's really all about, that are published in medical journals. And she was the editor of the most famous and prestigious medical journal in the world. There's an article in my archive, No More Fake News, called Inventing Medical Reality or Faking Medical Reality, and it gives a number of quotes from these people, like insiders who have come to realize these studies, you know, fraudulent, real, who knows? Nobody knows. The whole field is just completely corrupted now. And speaking of Gonzalez, the same thing happened with Stan Berzinski.
Right.
Years ago, remember, when the National Cancer Institute was going to do a study on his own medication to treat cancer, the medication that he had developed, Brzezinski, down in Houston, Texas. And when he finally got to see what they were doing, the patients were much worse off than he was told they would be. And therefore, he said, you're going to have to up the dosage level. And they messed around with dosage levels. They screwed up the entire study so that it was just incomprehensible. And then, of course, they blamed it all on Brzezinski. So that's what happens. Nick is absolutely right. If you're in natural medicine and they invite you in out of the cold, the government pharmaceutical complex, and they say, we're really going to study what you've done, you know that by study they mean corrupt it, and then we're going to discredit you. That's their program. That's what they're doing.
Yeah, so if you do get that invitation, Doc, out there listening, yeah, right. Run like hell. Run!
Run. Yeah. Change your name.
You know, what is also fascinating about the Dr. Nick story is that the FDA investigated, because he basically cataloged everything that went on, and he submitted it for investigation by the FDA's own oversight committee, and they actually found that it in truth that they did, it was sabotage. So not that we're fans of the FDA, nor is Dr. Nick, but he said on this, they actually investigated and found, in fact, they were shocked by how much corruption and destruction occurred in the study, that it was supposed to be a fair shake or a fair hearing. In fact, the initial phases of it were very positive, as he said. The people that were looking forward to it were like Boy Scouts there. They were real scientists. They wanted to give it a fair thing. But suddenly, when they replaced the A team with the so-called B team, I call them the S team because they were the sabotage team, coming from the failed HIVnet trial in Uganda, I mean, these people were criminal. Women and children were dying from this trial, and rather than being brought up on criminal charges or at the very least fired, they would say, hey, let's put them on that Nick Gonzalez study. Yeah, that's a great idea.
Wow. So that's what happened. The B team, the S team,
mm-hmm.
They brought them in to torpedo the study. Jeez, that's incredible. I mean, you know, we're dealing with people's lives here. I mean, that's the thing. you're just, they're toying with people's lives here, and they don't care. They're completely indifferent to it. We don't care whether this protocol really works or not. All we care about is that we discredit it because it goes against, you know, where the power is.
Right.
The power is in the pharmaceutical complex, and that's what's happening. You know, one of the drugs in this article on Dr. Alan Francis, getting back to it, he also admitted in this Wired interview that, you know, he was juggling labels and so forth on mental disorders. But when you look at the expanded definition of ADHD that came out of that psychiatric Bible, the DSM, that he presided over, it too allowed for greater and greater diagnosis of ADHD and the use of Ritalin as the treatment of choice. Well, you know, people go around and they say, yeah, Ritalin, well, maybe it's not the greatest thing in the world, but it's not that harmful, the drug. I mean, it's a mild stimulant, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah? 1986, International Journal of Addictions, a literature review by Richard Scarnati. It was called An Outline of the Hazardous Side Effects of Ritalin. Volume 21, pages 837 to 841. And here, verbatim, is a list of effects of Ritalin. Each one of these, I'm quoting verbatim, and each one is cited in at least one study, published study somewhere, okay? Paranoid psychosis, hypomanic and manic symptoms, amphetamine-like psychosis, activation of psychotic symptoms, toxic psychosis. This is Ritalin. Visual hallucinations, auditory hallucinations, can surpass LSD in producing bizarre experiences, extreme withdrawal, screaming, aggressiveness, insomnia, psychic dependence, high abuse, decreased REM sleep, convulsions, brain damage. I mean, that's Ritalin. That's Ritalin, folks. Unbelievable.
You
and
said,
people go around saying, yeah, Ritalin, ah, well.
Not a problem, but beyond LSD, ah, not a problem.
No, not a problem.
Yeah. It reminds me, of course, the CIA experiments with LSD. They made a, I don't know if it was a humorous movie or not, based on General Bert Stubblebine's experiences, The Men Who Stare at Goats.
Yes.
Talked about those kind of things. And then there's another story here I've got linked up in the blog notes today, which is shocking. It was all about, no pun intended, shocking you. Electroshock therapy is back. I'm thinking One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest and Jack Nicholson. I mean, this is horrific. They're now saying, whoa, we might have found some more things to legitimize the whole idea of, you know, electrocuting the brain of people that they say have ODD, for instance.
That's right. They can expand this to include anything. They can say ODD, or they can say ADHD. You know, we just thought we should run an experiment here because this could really cure kids. Yeah, sure. It would just put them into a closet for the rest of their lives. Yeah, they started to say that this could help people in depression. And I've looked at enough studies and seen enough of the shell game to realize that what they do is they just juggle definitions is what they do. So they define depression in one way. Then they give these people shock treatment. And then they say that a majority of them emerged in this other mental state, which they cook up a name for, and they give a definition. And they say, therefore, they've escaped depression. This is how they operate. And then they... Articles are published in the press. Electrotherapy, electroshock therapy is back. Helps in certain cases of depression, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this is just like hitching a car battery up to the brain.
Yeah.
And just zapping it over and over again.
They're frying the synapses, and if we call it electroconvulsive therapy is another word they're using here, anesthetizing and then electrically inducing a seizure. We're seeing that with Ritalin, in fact. You're doing chemical shock therapy. I mean, let's just call it what it is. These are shock therapies. They're literally overloading the brain and nervous system to dysfunction and then saying, aha, we've succeeded. We've killed the brain. But, hey, look how docile and happy, well, maybe not happy, but docile you are.
Right. a good citizen has been created.
A good citizen
for the New World Order.
Exactly.
He listens, he takes suggestions very well. He goes about his business. He doesn't complain. If we suddenly tell him that all of his bank accounts are now cyber and there's no more cash, it's fine with that. If we wipe out a bank account because we feel like it, he doesn't care about that either.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant, brilliant. And, of course, it's like it reminds me of Dr. Andrew Wakefield's book, the title Callous Disregard. I mean, this is an idea that you could just callously disregard human life, children's lives, and do these things, whether it be through vaccines, whether it be through psychiatric meds, whether it be through electroshock therapy. These are the kind of things that we're seeing. And there's another story I'm going to cover next hour. Just briefly preview it about they're now placing, I guess, the fear that if you go to the Olympics in Great Britain this summer, that you're somehow going to come home with measles.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, this fear game is going to continue with this. The vaccines don't work. In fact, they may actually cause other problems that they don't want to acknowledge. But the antibiotic gut damage, the things we even talked about in our vaccine seminar, how the damage is happening not just to the brain and nervous system, but may even be more primary to the gastrointestinal system. And so there are so much of this that is all related that is kind of weakening the species, not only the physiology, but as we talked about this hour with psychiatric drugging, weaken the mind so that we are more docile and accepting of this total control. And even those that are the do-gooders, I call them this often the progressive left that want to see national health care and think that it's your right to health care, they have been duped as well because they don't recognize yet, and even if they do, perhaps they're on too many meds already, the dangers associated with turning over your body and your life and your mind to a government medical complex.
Right on, Robert. That's exactly the case. That is what is happening. And when you look around and begin to wonder why certain people are reluctant to take action, why they are docile and so on and so forth, the first thing to think about is what drugs are they on? Medical drugs. That's the first thing. That's the thing that I am observant about when I interview certain people, when I cover certain stories, that the people themselves that I'm talking to are already, in a sense, brainwashed because they're on the drugs. They become dampened down in their ability to think. They're going along because that's what the drugs cause you to do. They push you over the edge in that direction, unless you have very strong resistance, which in that case, why would you even be taking the drugs? This is eating out the society from the inside. And those of us that understand what personal freedom really means and how it's linked to power and ability to get things done, it's not just some abstract concept floating out there, need to alert more and more people to what is happening, just as we've been talking about here during this hour.
Well, we're going to do a lot more of it. We've come to the end of this hour. It always goes too quickly with John Rappaport. If those of you who have not downloaded the vaccine seminar, this is just tip of the iceberg stuff we get to go through together. It's phenomenal. Many have written to us or are just blown away by it, including our good friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. So I encourage you to go to nomorefakenews.com. Of course, at robertscottbell.com. You can link right through there. Also, a number of the articles and references that John has listed today for us, I've got them linked up in today's show notes, and they'll get you right back to the place you want to go to see all of these articles and references that John has had let loose on today. So, John, always a blast to be with you, and there's never enough time, but we'll continue our discussion. You know, as long as we have the voice out there, we're going to keep letting it loose.
Thanks, Robert. It's great to be with you.
All right. Well, remember this. As we take a quick break, we'll be back next hour. We're going to talk about the Alive Foundation happening in New York City this June, the Academy Awards of Natural Health. That's going to be an amazing seminal event to change the awareness. I think maybe some celebrities might come out of the closet for natural medicine, too. But remember, no matter what, whoever believes whatever they want to believe, here we know this, that the power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We here at Alive believe in health freedom and God's gift of choice. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco Benefit in New York City.
Why should you support? This benefit will be centered behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world to give the people a voice that has not had a chance to be heard.
Did you know the number one killer in America is suicide by lifestyle from lack of education and know-how? We can change this. Stand with us in this mission of hope and healing to reach at least 1 million people worldwide. Attend the event live or watch it from the comfort of your own home.
Please visit AliveNewYork.org for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. We the people hold the key to our destiny. Are you willing to unlock the door?
Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
We start this hour with more vindication for all of you natural health aficionados. You crazy people out there that don't love drugs, that eschew antibiotics, or try to avoid them at all costs. You're right. You've been right for years. And now the scientific community is coming to your, what would you say, neighborhood?
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood.
It's coming to your natural neighborhood.
Could you be mine?
Why do I say this? Well, it's on Medical News Today. Another study published to confirm all the things you've been learning about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show for years and years and years. Listen to this headline. Antibiotics disturb normal gut bacteria, increase severity of allergic asthma. No, you don't say. Was this little Scotty Bell's life? Yes, that was my life. How many children get abused by the medical profession by destroying the gut ecology from vaccines and antibiotics? And this study shows critically that gut ecology destruction is resulting in allergic asthma, which is not really seen in the so-called undeveloped world where they don't have abusive antibiotics for everything. Why I've always said to people that come to me, since I learned the hard way about the origins of asthma and respiratory diseases being gut and liver related, that I focal point on restoring integrity to the gut ecology. You know, this sort of ties into another story I was going to get into this hour. By the way, we've got Josh and Anna Scurry coming up a little bit later. We're going to talk about the Alive Foundation, their big update, news update for the New York City event. It's like the Academy Awards of Natural Health. It's going to be awesome. Tickets are now on sale. We'll get to that. Also, I hope to hear from Liam Sheff this hour. We're planning on it. Anyway, this issue of gut ecology disruption keeps coming back. And another story I wanted to tie into this is the CDC is now warning U.S. travelers this summer. Are you planning to go to the Olympics in Great Britain? It looks like you may come home with a case of the measles. Why? Well, they're not going to tell you why. I will. We'll get to that in a moment. Widely used antibiotics may increase incidence and severity of allergic asthma in early life, according to the University of British Columbia study. This same study found that if you were to take these same antibiotics in adulthood, having not received them in childhood, that it wouldn't necessarily result in the same allergic reaction resulting in what? Asthmatic responses. Telling you how critical it is that the gut flora be left alone in childhood so that it can develop harmoniously with this larger biological organism we call humanity or a human child without destroying that interface with the outside world. Now remember, your lungs are also part of that interface with the outside world, and if indeed the corruption happens in the gut, the lungs will often play an increased role of compensation as an excretory organ. The body will begin to throw poisons out, toxins out. We talk about allergens not being addressed appropriately because the gut has been permeated. Gut permeability, leaky gut. The antibiotics they talk about destroy the flora, but they're not really acknowledging the same inflammatory destructive effect that I talk about all the time, and especially when I go out and lecture on gut ecology and gut health. So if you want to avoid, for instance, coming home with the measles in England this year at the Olympics, you don't need a vaccination. What you need is to restore your gut ecology. You need to be traveling with probiotics. Or even prior to that, make sure you have the integrity of the lining of the intestines restored. And that, of course, is a critical part of true prevention, not this phony prevention coming from the vaccine industrial complex where they're trying to do their level best to frighten you at any age that you must be vaccinated now for measles, despite the fact that the studies are coming out saying, well, it looks like the measles we're seeing is a kind of a strange new strain that's only coming from vaccines. And yet they're blaming those of you who have wised up and are not allowing your children to be victimized by the vaccine complex. So we want to restore integrity of the gut. My wife has been on me. I know she's saying, you've got to get that audio out that I do. I pepper from time to time in the show about the gut intestinal recovery protocol. And I will. You can hear it. You can bug me out there. You can bug me. When is it going to be done? I have to get it done. I know. And we'll make it available somehow, maybe through WebSeed. I don't know. We're working on that. But I want to give you that more than anything in the world. When I go out and lecture, that is the cornerstone of everything that I do, to teach people how to restore integrity of the gut. But suffice it to say, with the little I've been able to say over the months and years on this show, you can string together enough until that point in time where I put it all together in one audio presentation. So until then, if your child has been damaged by antibiotics, in this case, they reference vancomycin as one of these nasties, as well as streptomycin. And this is where we have the recognition here, because we have the ability to sit back. We're not biased in the sense that we want you to buy a particular drug or whatever to give you the information so you can make an informed decision as to how will I work toward gut ecology recovery? How will I work toward epithelial lining recovery within that gastrointestinal tract? And I've talked about the use of silver hydrosol and aloe vera. I've talked about the use of L-glutamine. I've talked about the use of homeopathic medicines. And yes, I've talked about the use of probiotics like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics that we can get from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. Of course, what we are doing here is quite different than the medical industrial complex, the medical monopoly is doing. Their idea is destroy, destroy, kill, kill, kill. And they think you're stronger because we were able to overcome the so-called bad guys. When we recognize the so-called bad guys used to be good guys that were just given a new terrain to live in, and suddenly they transform into super bad guys. The reality is, it's not bad or good. It's whether you can restore your terrain so that only those things that are harmonious, beneficial, all of the things that are necessary for digestion, immune health, gastrointestinal balance. We talk even about neurological health. Why? Because we know some of the brain chemistry is actually produced by the microflora in the gut. Even our endocrine system is dependent upon healthy gut ecology, gut flora. So the next time any doctor tries to frighten you, whether it's the USA Today article I link up on the measles thing, I think everybody picked it up. I mean, this is the new fear mongering. Get your measles booster shot, everybody. And you know, in that article, isn't it wild? They actually go back and try to attack Andrew Wakefield again. Yeah, they go back to that and say, Wakefield, oh my gosh, he nearly ruined it for all of us by simply observing that the gut damage that had occurred in children that had gotten the MMR shot, interestingly enough, was always present in the kids that had that autism spectrum. But they read this USA Today paper because they say vaccination rates fell after the paper. We're talking about the Wakefield paper. Gained widespread publicity. It was later revealed that Andrew Wakefield, the main author, had faked his research. Well, it turns out, despite what they're saying here in this USA Today article, that the senior author of the paper was completely vindicated of any and every wrongdoing on the same paper that Wakefield was a co-author of. They neglect to mention that. It's like that didn't happen. But you can see the agenda so clearly here. Can you see? It's so clear. It's not even subtle. But they've thrown subtlety out the window because they're desperate to frighten you back into the needles of Big Pharma. Roll up the sleeve. Drop your drawers. They've got a syringe for you and your children. But not here, not now, not ever. That is why you listen to the United States and World of Health Talk Radio every day on Natural News Radio. Thanks to Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, we are here 5 additional days of the week, including the Sunday that I also do with Genesis Communications, and I'm grateful for this opportunity to be with you every day. Just spread the word. It's a good word. It's a healing word. And we got more words to do after this break. Josh and Anna Scurry is coming up from the Alive Foundation. We're going to talk about this upcoming event, like the Academy Awards. Probably can't say that because it's copyrighted somehow. But I said it anyway, the First Amendment, that it's like that for the natural health industry and healing and all the people that want to participate. We're going to tell you how that's going to be possible. And also, we'll hope to hear from Liam Sheff before the hour's up. And that's what we're doing today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thanks for being with me. Right back after this.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Remember, this Saturday, that's the 24th of March, I'll be up in Raleigh, North Carolina for the Ron Paul Rally. That's going to be in Raleigh, and that's going to be exciting. But lots of events coming up. I tell you what, man, lots of cool stuff that we're going to be able to get to connect on. Of course, next week after, Philadelphia for Nullify Now, the 10th Amendment Center. And don't forget, June, in June, right around the summer solstice, the most amazing event in the big, it'll be the big organic apple when we're there. It's the Alive Foundation. They're, this is the start. Alive New York 2012 two-day conference, award show, and global live stream. I want to see you there. And guess who does as well? Josh and Anna Scurry. They're with me right now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Josh and Anna, welcome back.
Thanks, Rob. I appreciate being back on.
Yes, oh, thank you.
Glad to have you. There's some breaking news announcements about this event. I know behind the scenes all the stuff that it takes to put this on, but we need to go back through this for all of our new listeners as well to let them know why they want to be in New York City in June of 2012. We'll give the exact dates as well.
Yeah, I'm really excited. June 29th and June 30th is the actual day of the event, the two-day conference and award show. And as you know, we've been struggling so much to put something on of this caliber. This has never been done before. I want to let people know out there, this is not another conference. This is not just another gathering. But this is a pinnacle time in our history, especially in 2012, where we can bring everyone together from all different companies, from all different walks of life, from all different levels of health, whether they're raw, vegan, or even paleo people that eat meat, it doesn't matter. We're all coming together for the same common goal, and that is to basically speak about health and wellness and to celebrate.
Well, this is a celebration. It says it's the largest celebrity health and eco benefit and award show in the world. What exactly do you mean by that? Because we do a lot of great events, and I've been at for many years, whether it be Health Freedom or other natural product shows. What is going to make this so distinct and different from anything else anyone's experienced?
Yeah, it ties in the top speakers and doctors in the world at one place and one time. But not only the health world is coming together, but the Hollywood world. The Hollywood world, the response has just been mind-blowing. You know, we originally were going to get one or two names and kind of work up from there. But no. The entire Hollywood world and the reps are calling our PR firm with interest and excitement over this event. And I'm not going to give you guys the names yet. You guys are going to have to stay tuned and follow us on Facebook and Twitter, because we will be announcing these names. And let me tell you, you'll recognize them. And it's an opportunity for the celebrities to really share who they really are to the world and what they're passionate about. The sad thing is a lot of the media just focuses on the light things that they do or the breakups that they have and different things. So this is the first time that the world can actually see who they are in a global spectrum, because we're live streaming it all across the globe. And India and Sweden, Australia, all these nations are coming together. This is not just about America. It's not about what's going on in this nation. It's about what's going on in the world. And so for the first time, we're bringing together the world at one place, one time, to receive the information, to come together, to let our voices be heard, to speak for the people who can't be spoken for, and to really bring about that shift that needs to happen.
So we have a two-day major event there, 29th and 30th of June, it looks like, here in New York City. My good friend, Superhero Sidekick, is already up there. Liam Sheff, he's plugging in, is going to help you guys out in any way he can as well, which is very exciting. Now, if we're talking about 2 days, you can't have an award show lasting 2 days. Even the Academy Awards only go like 5 or 6 hours.
Yeah, so let me explain that. That's actually a great question that you brung up, or a great concern. June 29th, doors open at 8 a.m., and we'll be from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., and that will be the main stage with speakers, and we'll have panels, and we'll have, like, lunch breaks. That's the first day of the conference. The second day of the conference, which is June 30th, which is a Saturday, last Saturday of the month, it goes open from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're going to have the conference from 8 to 2, and then we're going to have a break, and then at 5:30, that's when the award show happens. Well, actually, a red carpet is going to take place, and the red carpet will be from 5:30 to 7:15 p.m. And, Rob, let me just say this. We're going to have A-list celebs there. We're going to have top people there, high press, high media, lots of news coverage. So it's going to be very, very spectacular. And then from 7:30 to 10:30 p.m. will actually be the award show, and that's when we're going to be honoring those who need to be honored, companies winning awards for everything they stand for. And the great thing about this award show, it's not just giving a person an award for playing a great role in a movie. It's giving a person an award who's done something for humanity.
Yeah, well, that's actually a nice thing, because there certainly is a lot of cynicism about the so-called Hollywood elite. And yet we do know, if you peel back some of the layers, there are some good people there doing some good work. And I think that's what's unique about what you're doing, not only in the so-called Hollywood celebrity community, but in the natural arena, the natural health arena. A lot of unsung heroes there that you'll be acknowledging.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in the industry, I'm sure you know, Robert, because we all seem to see it, it is so segregated and it's been divided for so long. And we cannot get our message across if we keep staying segregated and arguing against the best diet or the best lifestyle, the best this and that, and my product's better than your product. There's no way that we can come together and be this change and stand up for our freedom rights, because it makes it easy for the FDA and everybody to pick us off. So we're really, you know, we had a challenge coming into this, but it's actually been a lot easier than we thought. And only a handful of people have really shunned it. But most of the people have really said, you know what? It's time. It's time that we do come together. We have been divided for too long.
I kind of feel a little opposite from Anna. Mm-hmm. I think that it has been one of the most difficult things for me on a personal, emotional, and obviously financial level. I didn't realize how much needed to take place to put on something of this caliber. I thank God that I was kind of naive, actually, because if I wasn't naive, I think looking back at it, would I have tried it again? You know, me and Anna basically almost went completely bankrupt, and we had to literally raise over $100,000 just to open the doors for this event. And not only that, this event, Rob, is in Times Square. So everyone that out there is listening, this event's in Times Square. It's the last weekend of the month. It's a few days before 4th of July. So take your whole family, everyone come out and celebrate in New York City with us. And then you guys can probably spend the rest of the week there if you decide to hang out there for 4th of July. But it has been absolutely challenging. And I'm really, really excited of where we're at now.
Well, very exciting on Times Square of all places. And I know in many ways, a lot of those holidays, people vacate New York to go out into the country, et cetera. But it's a great opportunity to come into town at that point in time and participate in a wonderful celebration. Health freedom will be also acknowledged in this regard. And I like the idea of coming together. There are many perspectives on health and healing. We encompass them as much as all of them, if we can, here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So to bring it together in a two-day event, some of the people coming are amazing. Some of them are friends of mine that'll be there, including Dr. Leonard Caldwell. Dr. C is amazing. He's been great support for you guys. And of course, we do Advanced Medicine Mondays. Dr. Rashid Bittar will be there as well. Any other key names you want to throw out there for people?
Yeah, Dr. Robert Young, really big fan of him as well and all of his work, the PH Miracle, if you guys ever heard about him. He's a great guy. Kevin Trudeau, we have a complete endorsement from him. We also have Jay Cordage, the father of Juicin, is going to get honored for an award. This guy has done amazing work in his 90s right now, Rob, and literally he's still juicing. Me and Anna had a conference call with them recently, and he was working out. You know, he was juicing, and he's in his 90s. We also have Dr. Brzezinski. We have endorsements from Olivia Newton-John, Brendan Brazier, Dr. Gabriel Cousins, Kathy Freston. She was just on Ellen DeGeneres. She created a video for us for our campaign to reach 1 million people. And I just want to say this, the production of the event is going to be such a high caliber. We're going to have live performances there, A-list celebs, and the price is so reasonable. It's so affordable. It's only $3.99. And for that whole entire ticket, it's for a donation. So we're a complete 501c3. All of that money can be written off at the end of the year, and you can already start your year off right by giving a donation of $3.99, and you can attend the whole two-day conference and the Black Tie Award Show. So make sure you buy a nice dress and you wear a nice tux.
Oh, no, I'm going to have to break mine out. Luckily, I can still fit in the one I wear to get married, so we'll be all right.
Man, Rob, you better come suited and booted, my friend. I'm telling you. I'm wearing something nice. So I know Anna's excited about her dress. And when's the last time people in the health and wellness arena have got a chance to dress up and celebrate? And that's what this is really all about. We really want to come together and celebrate and let 2012 be the voice, the year, excuse me, of our voices being heard.
Very exciting. Now, look, we got a realistic issue, too, about the economy. Not everybody can think $3.99 for a weekend. Are there other packages available for those that just want to attend the speakers on one day? You know, there's also probably an option for online listens from around the world, so that we have an audience all over planet Earth, so we want them in, too.
Absolutely. I'm actually happy you bring that up. And when me and Anna were deciding how do we raise money for the foundation without losing the foundation? How do we do that? And so the most reasonable thing we can possibly do, and we're so excited about releasing this as well, is live stream tickets. A person could buy a live stream ticket for $49, and they can see the whole entire event from the comfort of their home. So for $49, you can go on purchase your live stream ticket. That won't be released until, I believe, in the next 4 to 6 weeks, possibly.
Okay.
And you can purchase a live stream ticket, and you could also watch it from home. But we also have DVDs that will be released after the event. So we're going to put this whole thing together in a beautiful package, and people can buy a DVD as well.
And our campaign, Robert, is to reach at least 1 million people with this message of hope and healing, because as you know, things are going downhill very, very fast. And unless we have a huge moment that people come together and get this message, because all they need is a little seed planted, and they go and search a little bit further, and the truth is uncovered. And so our goal is to reach at least 1 million people via the live stream. And with 7 billion people in the world, and this being a global event with global names, I think with a combined effort, we can truly be the change and reach that goal.
Very, very, very exciting. Listen, what else can we expect at this event? If you say there are going to be speaks, talks, if you will, Dr. C is amazing unto himself. You said panel discussions as well. Any opportunity for interaction? Like when people come there, will they be able to interact with the with?
Yeah, they're going to be able to interact. Actually, the whole all the speakers have their own space after they get off stage. They have a space where they'll be, you know, having book sign-ins, product giveaways, and people can go up and take pictures with the celebs and also the speakers. So that is a really, really exciting time. And a lot of people don't get an opportunity to be in front of these type of people. So not only do you get this great educational process and this great networking opportunity, but you also get a chance to actually build relationships. And I think that's one of the most important things is building these relationships. And as we know, most people go to conferences to actually network. That's the number one reason why people go to conferences, is to actually network. And it's a great way to build relationships and also have fun in the meantime.
Well, if you say there's like New York, you can't go to New York without having a party. I guess this sounds
like and that's the thing. It's like, come learn for 2 days, come walk a red carpet, come with the paparazzis, feel good about yourself, and know that your money is going towards a really good cause. And that money, the money that we're raising, we're actually using that money to help build the first all-natural campus, which is the American ACI. People can go check that out. It's AmericanACI.org, and it stands for American Anti-Cancer Institute. This is so completely different from Susan G. Coleman or any other cancer research things that that are out there. We already know the cure exists. And I hope, hopefully I can say this on your show, Rob, but we already know the cure exists, and the cure is our immune system. The cure is prevention. I think my mom used to always tell me an ounce of prevention is better than a pound of cure. So we know it already exists, and we just need to get the information out in front of people so they know what to do, how to do it, and how to heal themselves. And that's what this is all about.
Well, when are the official announcements of some of these awards potentially going out? Because there's so much of the new media. You're right in the heart of Media Central on planet Earth there in New York City, and most of the old media really give short shrift to this kind of message. In fact, if they ever cover it, they tend to marginalize it. So, you know, it's like the new media, the people that we do the radio show here. Mike Adams does his thing. Trudeau does his thing. Mercola does his thing. We're trying to get all of this information out every day, if you will. And now there's one event coming together. How will this not be, let's say, met with a lot of opposition by the old media right there in New York City?
I think that there could be some opposition. We're not in this thinking that there's no more challenges ahead of us. We know that there will be, because this is such an empowering message, and the power lies in the people once we realize it. And for so long, they've not wanted us to realize that. But the reason I think the media will be really receptive to this, and have been so far, is because we're tying in the celebrities. And that's just the way that the world works. People care what celebrities do. They follow them. The media supports them. And we're tying in these different angles. We thought this through very carefully. And one, we want to share with the world who these people really are. But two, we know it will help get this message out, because it protects us and brings in different media aspects that the health and wellness arena usually never has the opportunity to be in contact with. And one of the announcements for the award nominees, we're planning on doing it in three different waves. The first wave of nominees is actually being announced on Saturday, and your category is in that, as well as Natural News and a host of others, Dr. Mercola, Dr. Coldwell. These are all different nominees, and so Saturday morning, we're going to announce the first wave of about nine categories, and it will open up to the public for voting until the beginning of June.
Well, exciting. That's great. So we'll obviously get you back on. We'll talk about those things as they evolve as well. And what about those that are in the tri-state area right there near New York City there's a lot of support background that goes on behind the scenes.
I'm happy you bring that up. There's such a great demographic of people out there that actually care about what we're doing. They care about health freedoms, and they don't really get that much exposure, and they don't really get that many conferences that come that way that we know about, especially on a level that we're trying to do it. And so we've been getting a lot of opt-ins on people from all the tri-state areas, and me and Anna will be actually on a radio tour within the next 3 weeks, and we'll be hitting up a lot of the radio stations from the tri-state area, anywhere from 12 to 15 radio stations. And so that's going to be really exciting. But Rob, I want to touch base on one really quick thing that you asked Anna earlier, or you made the statement. I think that obviously there's going to be opposition, but one thing that I do know to be so true is that 2012 is the year of change. And I'm not talking about the change that we see that the politicians talk about, on TV. You know, we're talking about real change where real people, their voices are being heard, and people want this message more now than ever. And there's no better place to do it in besides New York City. We always say that, New York is the place where literally our whole economy thrives on. And New York is a place where if you can do it in New York, you can pretty much do it anywhere. And when you go to New York, you touch down, you see people smoking cigarettes and everyone's in their own world. But then you look to the side and you see an organic restaurant or an organic grocery store, and you see these people who are passionate and really hungry for real substance. And so there's no better place to do it besides New York. We've thought about other places to do it, but this feels completely right. And I'm telling you right now, the people who do show up or the people who do support this are going to be blown away for their efforts and what's going to be able to take place.
Very exciting. Well, you guys are doing awesome work, and we support you here at the Robert Scott Bell Show. Would love to see everybody attend from all over planet Earth. If you can't be there in person, you got the live stream options. It'll be up and running soon. The Alive Foundation, you can see it there at AliveNewYork.com. I have the links up in today's show notes, of course, and we have a banner up there at RobertScottBell.com. So check it all out. Josh and Anna Scurry, you are kicking and rocking the health world in good ways, and we're glad to be with you on this journey.
Thank you so much, Rob. And again, let me say this last point is tickets are only going to be up for a little bit. It's early bird special, and I'm really thinking they're going to sell out pretty quickly here. So for those of you who are interested in attending and standing with us and celebrating, be sure to get your tickets ASAP.
All right, great. Got the links up, and I appreciate you guys very much. We'll keep plugging in as new things are evolved and as more celebrities are acknowledging that they're going to be there as well. So thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Stand by. We're coming back with more powerful healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? Immune Tree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com.
Hello.
Hello!
Hello, hello, hello.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Scott Bell.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Scott Bell.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Surprise, surprise, surprise. I thought I was going to let Josh and Anna go, but no, we got Liam, who's going to be up there helping out in the New York City for this live event. And superhero sidekick Liam Sheffy's back, and Yoda did not scare him away yesterday.
I love having Yoda on the show. You guys didn't hear that. You'll have to tune in. I think Yoda should come back regularly. I'm sure Facebook will agree with me later when I post that as a question. Should Yoda be a regular secondary co-host on the show? Is he there?
Yoda?
Do you have him there?
Nothing happened. So, yeah, well, look, we're talking about this event. We just did a whole segment on it, Liam, before we got you on board here. And it's really kind of is out of place. I mean, such a positive event, such an event that brings people together, and yet so much of the forces allied on a planet Earth seemingly against the coming together of like-minded people for positive things.
Yeah, I know. I know. I'm walking around New York, and there's just no way to avoid the grime. And, you know, I sometimes just get a fever at the end of the day from all the stuff you're exposed to on the street. It's kind of a mess, and you get a feeling that people are not really awake. People aren't doing each other any real harm here, but it's not like their fights breaking out everywhere. But I got up, and I reread some articles on Obama's executive decision. Whatever, you know, Order 22, hunt down all Jedi, I think it said. Hunt down all Jedi, they're enemies of the Republic. I think that's what he said. Mm-hmm. And I went, wow, that's stark. And my mind, of course, goes to history, Germany in 33, and then in the late 30s when they were really plying the eugenics trade before they just decided to come out with their fall line of killing all Jews. You know, they sort of, you know, so Josh and Anna are very positive. They're very positive, right? They're very happy. They're positive people. And I'm not trying to get them down. And I'm excited for the Alive event. I really, really am. I want to meet Russell. Can he come, Russell?
I think they're not allowed to mention who might be coming or not yet.
Well, you know, this is the thing. I don't mind putting some things out there. I just don't want to, you know, mislead people, because with these celebs, you know, if things come up, they're kind of
contractually obligated to not leave set.
Yeah.
So that's the they literally can't leave. But people like Russell Brand and Jim Carrey and these, I mean, they're supportive. They're into the health. They're into all this. They're a lot more aware than the media leads us on to believe, and they stand for a lot different things than they lead us on to believe. So, I mean, putting the names out there, but we're not saying absolutely they're going to be there.
No, you know what? I believe that. I mean, I know Russell Brand's is wildly off the wall, very interesting, and Jim Carrey's very, very, very smart. And I have no doubt that he's into a lot of stuff. He's even given talks that show up on the YouTube with some of the Buddhist leanings, and so he seems to be a very interesting guy. And I'd love to sit around with him and make rubbery faces together. Just, it would be the highlight, because I make a lot of rubbery faces, and I say, Jim, just sit and make weird faces with me, please.
No, you know, and something you said early, Liam, I know what it's like to be in New York, and I'll be honest with you, me and Anna was kind of dreading moving out there, that we know that, you know, we have to go out there, and we were wondering, like, why was this so like strong in our hearts and even in our bodies? Like, why did we have to do New York? It was like Seattle was perfect. We were doing great events in Seattle. All the events we were doing in Seattle were selling out. LA's a great place. Why New York? And I believe the reason why it's New York is because that's where people need it most. That's where most of the shift happens with everything. And it's sad to say it, but that's...
Oh,
that's
shift. Shift.
He said shift happens. Yes.
Shift everybody. Happens. Shift. Okay, okay, okay.
All right,
yeah, shift.
Yes, there's most of the shift happening here. So keep going, keep going.
And don't
roll
step on any shift on the road there while you're walking around, Liam.
So Josh is saying that this is the place where the fulcrum has to meet the lever. You gotta ply the crowbar in here because this is where you're going to broadcast it. This is Berlin, right? This is the center of Europe. This is
Berlin,
right?
Well,
it's the center of the world, really. If when you think about when the immigrants came, they came to New York. It's the melting pot of the world, and to put it in such a pinnacle place that the world recognizes that. Probably their ancestors came here for, or people in their family have ridden the ship into that port years ago, or possibly even recently. It's just so symbolic, I think. And that's why it's at the same time, it's ironic because it's so heavy. It's the city of greed and corruption, I think, in the entire world. It is the city of the Rockefellers and all of everything that we know. It's that city. So to come and bring light, light will always outshine darkness, but the light has to work a lot harder to do that.
Yeah. And not only that, I want to touch on one thing too, is how difficult it was for us to put on the event. It is insane. Like for us to get a venue, not only a venue, but to get a venue in Times Square was, it had to be a work of God or an act of me, because we never had the resources or the funds to put on something of this caliber, but it all came through. And we lost two venues. They put us in bidding wars. They go to the highest bidder. It's all money driven. When we were approaching venues, we were saying, guys, we have this great nonprofit organization. We have celebrities coming out. Would you like to support it? Would you like to be a sponsor? No.
Show me the money. They say, show me the money.
Yeah, no. Click. How much money you have, kid? Oh, you don't have $1 million? Click. You don't have $500K? Click. And one day we were so frustrated, and this was about one day. This was two weeks ago. I said to myself, I looked at it and I said, the world doesn't want this. I said, we're absolutely insane for thinking that we could do this. I said, we put ourselves out there. We now look like idiots. I got to go get a job. I don't have any money no more. I have to go get a job. I don't know what to do. And the next day, miraculously, somebody wanted to wire tens of thousands of dollars in our foundation account. And then Anna called a venue and they said, we like you guys. Let us look at it and let us make a few calls. Now understand, everything in New York is worked by the powers that be. And for them to make the calls, they came back and they said to us, they say, you know what, guys, we can't do those dates. We'll try to pick some other dates. And we're like, what? You guys said we can have these dates. And then he goes, I got to make another call. We're like, whoa, this is weird.
Yeah.
And so we give him these dates, and he has to call. Even though the dates are available, they have to call someone else.
To clear the dates.
To clear the dates. And to, it's really, everything is so, it's so.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I don't even want to use some words because I don't want to lead people. But it's so to a place of, it's really a rabbit hole. Let me just say that. It's a rabbit hole. And it's now happening. If we all come together, what can we do?
Mm. It's a fascinating backstory, Josh. I mean, the word that came to me, it's so whack. And some people say that, right? So whack.
Yeah, it's very, very corrupt. And
But somebody came through for you? Is that the...
Somebody came through for us. And mm-hmm. There was someone overseas that came through. And basically, they said, hey, guys, we'll give you enough money to at least get your tickets on sale and to get your, to get the doors opened. And now the rest is history. We're believing that we should sell this event out within 30 days or less.
Yeah.
And, I know the ticket price is, it's really reasonable. It's only $3.99. And some people may say, wow, I'm only in health, man. I can barely pay for my organic food. All of the $3.99 is a 100% tax write-off. It's a 100% donation. Not only that, you get to be a part of history. We have never, never, not once in the health and wellness community all come together for a celebrity health and wellness conference, but on top of that, an award show and eco benefit. It has never happened. And we met with the Cordages last night. I'm just going to put it out there. We have actually met with Jay Cordage, the father of Juice, and we met with his wife last night.
And their partners.
And they looked at us, and she says, I know this sounds simple. I said to her, why has no one ever done this? She goes, what did she say?
She goes, it's the same thing like with inventions or patents. People sit there after it's done and say, why was this never done before this? Why didn't I think
of that? Well, in the case of you, Josh, no one was crazy enough prior to this to attempt it.
I know.
You know, Josh and I were talking about this yesterday. We said Will Smith says any successful people have to have a delusional quality to them. And we were absolutely delusional going into this. And if we knew how hard it was going to be and what it would take before we went into it, we probably wouldn't have done it.
That's
and
true.
We just went into it like, oh, it's an event. New York's not as bad. And boy.
Yeah, I was so naive, guys. I won't lie to you. And I didn't even know some of the obstacles existed.
Yeah.
Like some of the things that existed. But I was so deep in it. Well, I couldn't turn around. Mm-hmm. I put my name out there. I put my everything out there.
I put all of our
finances out there. The money we had for our down payment on our house, we're just a young married couple. We used all of that. And I said, I'm too deep. How can I turn around? But it's such an act of God. It's finally happening. The doors are open.
And Linda actually said that, Linda Cordage, Jay's wife, she is just such an amazing, she's an angel. And she was talking about this, and we said, thank you for your work and all of, like, you, Robert, and all these people have been doing it for years and decades, because we couldn't be here. None of us would be at this place being able to do this if it wasn't for all of them, for the Gerstens. And she said, and she goes, you know what? There is a shift happening. We can feel it. And it's a battle.
Shift.
There's a shift happening. A Liam shift is happening.
Keep going. And you're right about one thing. We do have to thank the old timers like Robert Scott Bell. Yeah, and you're right to think of him as a father. He's ancient.
No. Thank you very much.
The ancient grandpa. We just want to thank you, grandpa.
No.
Oh, my. I'm going to show up all wrinkled. You know, it'll be
What are you, 15 years on me?
Oh, good Lord. Don't start with me. The furry wall will come right back at you.
He's got 5 years on me. That's all.
Well,
he wears it well. That's a heck of a story, is what I just said.
It is an amazing story. I'm glad we were able to go further. I thought we were done with the interview. Liam, you come along and we go deeper. This is great. Now, this is the kind of thing that changes the world. It's the people that either don't know or don't care to know. It's like, don't tell me what I can't do. I'm not interested in hearing that. Let's go. Yeah. Let's do it. And we're doing it.
No, and that's the thing is, if someone tells you you can't do it, Will Smith said something really good. I really like that, and we're big fans. He said if someone who says they can and someone who says they can't, they're usually both right. It's so true because, Rob, I got to go back to what we were just talking about. Guys like you, Mike Adams, you know, the Jay Cordage, all these other guys have completely opened the door for us. You know, me and Anna are really young. We've only been in the health and wellness industry for the last 3-4 years now, and we have been doors have been opened. Like, people are reaching out to us, and these people are talking about high caliber health and wellness advocates for decades are opening the doors and saying, guys, we're willing to follow, we're willing to work with you, we're willing to help you out. And that in itself is so humbling.
No, it's great to have useful vital energy. It's a wonderful idea, right? I mean, I love this idea. What is it, the Oscar, the Academy Awards of the health community? It's a great thing. Puts everybody on the map. People have been working in the back woods with this stuff forever. We get to come out, buy some clean shoes, put on a suit. Where am I going to get a suit? Got to get a suit.
We're going to put you in some kind of suit, but I don't know if it comes off once it's on. So look out, Liam. It's going to be
interesting.
You know, just what I have to do, though, just in case it doesn't work out. I'm just letting the New World Order know.
Yes.
You can book me for comedy. I'm working on some. Hey, it's great to see the Cheney's coming out here. Watch out. Don't get him angry. He'll shoot you and get away with it. Oh, I'm just kidding. You look good. And your husband, too. And I'm just going to work on something that didn't really work. Hey, the Cheney's. I remember what you guys did in New York. No, that's not going to work either. All right. I'm going to work on it. You can book me. Those jokes didn't work. But just in case the New World Order is winning, I'm bookable for light comedy events, bar mitzvahs, that kind of thing. I'll work on my Cheney jokes. Just I don't want to get him angry.
Okay. We'll get to that, buddy.
Just in case. No, no, no. This is going to be great.
We are winning. We are winning. And yeah, get Charlie Sheen involved too.
So, yeah, yeah.
Hey, listen, guys. I really appreciate the overtime today with you, Josh and Anna. And Liam, thanks for kicking it into a deeper gear. And the backstory is amazing, fascinating. And this is what is inspiring all of us. Like, you know, you mentioned Mike Adams and others. I mean, they're inspiring people to say, hey, we are able to do this. We are able to think freely again and write freely. The so-called executive orders are not going to stop that. We're going to see the rise of those who recognize that compliance is not freedom. And so those that are standing up for health freedom, we're with you. And we appreciate your support here on the Robert Scott Bell Show as well.
No, it's great, Robin. I just want to mention one other thing, too, before we jump off is everyone says, well, I want a better world. I don't want the government to take control. I want to have, you know, organic food, non-GMO. I want to be able to, you know, have my raw milk, and they want to be able to have all this stuff. But if we don't come together, we're not going to have it. It's that simple. And segregation was designed from the powers that be. Racism, in my opinion, does not exist. You know, it's so funny. And I don't mean to be racist, but, you know, I come from absolute poverty. I come from the projects. And I have friends of mine that, you know, they still think, well, man, what about that white man? He's kind of racist. But for some reason, I've never lived my life in that mindset. And I have great white friends that support me. It's I think it's all a mindset.
Buddy. Pigmentally challenged here. Pigmentally challenged.
Yeah, you know, that's the construct. They lay it on you when you're young. I defy you to go find a black person or a white person. You know, we're all shades of tan, but we get this construct in us when we're young. Like, oh, well, how do you get along with somebody who you refer to as the exact opposite of you? They stick it in your head and you go, yeah. You know what? You're not the exact opposite of me.
It's all planted.
It was all planted by them because in segregation, in, you know, I bring up what's going on now with the gay versus straight and Lady Gaga, you know, trying to segregate and stand for gay rights and all of this, which when we separate people in groups and put them in this clump, in this clump, we don't come together and they want that. And they try to twist it and make it seem like a positive thing when in fact it's detrimental to the human race because we are all one race. We all have the same needs no matter where you go in the world, no matter what you look like, no matter what your lifestyle is. We all have the same needs and we have to come together and focus on that. And remember, we're all just human and we all want and need the same things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, more than saying it, you guys are living it, as are we, and we appreciate that. That's the message that's going out. That's what the Alive event is going to be as well, and we are looking forward to it. Thank you so much, Josh and Anna. Thank you to Liam, as always, for chiming in with his superhero powers. We love it.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Back after this to wrap up today's Robert Scott Bell Show broadcast. Thanks so much for all those that support this show. Say thanks to them from me. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Run! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com.
Tiptoe through the window, by the window, that's where I'll be. Come tiptoe through the tulips with me.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Tiptoe from the garden. Don, what are you playing now? That is we're supposed to be rocking the health world. What is this?
It's Tiny Tim.
Tiptoe through the Tiny Tim.
Tiny Tim. Robert, you said that you wanted to talk about Tiny Tim in this last segment.
Not that Tiny Tim.
Well, what other
Medical News Today. Come on. Medical News Today. This is an amazing story. I know it's out of season because remember A Christmas Carol? Tiny Tim was a little tiny tot that Scrooge didn't want to, you know, give money to you know, help the family kind of thing. Little Tiny
right.
Tim. He was on crutches and he wasn't going to survive. And that's the story I was talking about. Tiny Tim's. Listen to this. On Medical News Today, it says Tiny Tim's near fatal illness likely due to environmental factors. What the heck is that? They're acknowledging the environment in A Christmas Carol?
You know, I got to tell you something. I never knew that Tiny Tim was an actual person.
Well, obviously,
I just thought it was just a fictional movie, a book, you know, or whatever. But I didn't realize that it actually involved a real person named
Tiny Tim.
Well,
it's a conglomeration of historical accuracy, but it was a fictionalized Tiny Tim. Okay. It's based on detailed.
I like the other Tiny Tim better.
Yeah. Okay. Based on detailed descriptions of both the symptoms and living conditions of 18th century London, this Dr. Chesney, who did this, hypothesizes that Tiny Tim suffered from a combination of rickets and tuberculosis, and his findings were actually published in the Archives of Pediatrics and Adolescent Medicine. So we're now actually covering fictional characters from A Christmas Carol and diagnosing them a couple of hundred years too late. How interesting
and
is that?
I believe next week on Medical News Today, we will be seeing an amazing revelation on the real reason JR died. He wasn't shot.
No, actually, they'll be doing postmortems on Mickey Mouse now that they're endorsing genetically modified organisms in their growing programs at Epcot. I think that's what's going to happen next. But
okay. All right.
Interesting about this story, though, as we wrap up today's show, and it was a great show between Liam and Josh and Anna Scurry and, of course, John Rappaport. We go back historically and medically and simultaneously wrap this thing up and see deficiency diseases in history here. And here's a guy that recognizes the environmental factor. I like that in this guy, Chesney. I mean, we can make fun. It's like Tiny Tim, it's artificial. But no, it's actually kind of cool because we know that rickets is the ultimate what they call vitamin D deficiency. I mean, if you are starved of sunlight, absolutely starved of sunlight, your body can produce no vitamin D, that multiple kind of factorial hormone. If actually it's not really a vitamin per se, but it's more than that. And so if you've been in like London at that time frame, there was a volcanic eruption, you know, around that time, in addition to the soot that was just, you know, billowing up to the sky, blocking out the sun. It is not too far a reach to say, hey, this kid was suffering from rickets. But the TB, interestingly enough, they always try to say, Don, that it's an infection. And yes and no, it is an infection. It's probably the worst of all the infections, kills more than any other. Still, this is going on for I don't know how many decades now, TB, the number one infectious disease killer. But what they fail to mention is that TB only expresses in its infectious form in a body that is incredibly nutrient deficient. And, of course, I would add toxic, you know, accumulation of toxins as well. And so this is a story that is funny that he brings it up this way and, you know, blames Ebenezer Scrooge. You could have saved Tiny Tim had you made sure you'd sent him down to Jamaica for some sunlight or fed him some cod liver oil, right? Back when Bob Cratchit would make funny faces if they drank it and ate it, because cod liver oil wasn't so lovely as it is today, like we have with, like, my favorite Nordic Naturals, etc. I mean, it tastes yummy and the kids think it's a treat.
Yes. And, you know, it's interesting. You're saying that tuberculosis is a nutrient deficient disease. In reality, isn't every disease a nutrient deficient disease?
Very true. It's only a matter of the severity, and you can pair up the severity with these so-called manifestations, and they got like to give it names. But I, you know, as we wrap up the show, just to just add real quickly to that, the hepatitis C, for instance, which really isn't a viral infection per se, it's, you know, the ultimate stages of liver congestion, liver toxicity, and they want to blame a virus because they don't want to look at toxicology. But we do that here every day. And, of course, we've done it again today as we were talking with John Rappaport.
You've done it again.
We've done it again. Hey, no more Tiny Tim going out on this one, okay, Don? We got to wrap up the show here. No. Let's rock it on the way out here, shall we? We've got lots more healing to go this week. Remember, Friday, I'll be heading up to where? Raleigh? Yes, that's right. Rally for Ron Paul.
Rally.
Yes, next week as well. The next Saturday, the 31st, will be the 10th Amendment Center's Nullify Now Conference in Philadelphia. In addition to what we talked about today, June 29th and 30th in New York City with the Alive Foundation's tremendous event. So thanks all for being here. Thank you, Super Don. Thank you to John. Thank you to everybody. And thank you to you, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco Benefit in New York City and live streamed globally.
Why should you support? This benefit will be standing behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world.
Visit AliveNewYork.org today for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. Join the cause today and be the change.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.